Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
First of all, man, shout out to Pitt Johnstown. I thought they played their butts off. Obviously really, really well coached, and really they got into a great rhythm offensively in the first half. They were making shots. Kromka was terrific in the first half with 20 points, and Forbes was really good with 10 points. Those two guys had 30 of their 42, but, you know, they came out with great energy. Real excitement. I really like his team. And I know we spoke a little bit before the game. I know he really likes them, had some returners and some new guys. But, you know, I want to give kudos to them for how well they played and for pushing us. I thought we responded in the second half. It took us 20 minutes, but I thought in the second half, everything was much better. You know, we have to understand we have to be good defensively. In the second half, we held them 37%, so we did a better job there. We cut the threes in half. They had six in the first half. They had three in the second half, so we did a little bit better job there. We did a much better job on Kromka. He didn't score. We had an awareness for him. And then our defense was able to ignite some things for us offensively. I thought for the most part, I thought we shared the basketball well today. We valued it better in the second half. We had 9 turnovers at the half, only 4 in the second half. A learning experience for us. You know, we'll grow from this. We'll use every situation, everything that we go through to help us get better. We're excited about the journey we're about to embark on, where they all become real now. There's going to be a number in the left and the right side. We want to stack as many as we can on the left. And in order for us to do that, we have to understand who we are. We have to be gritty. We have to defend at a high level. We have to rebound, and we have to share the ball.
At halftime, I was thinking how I was going to ask you, you know, what's going on with Brandon Cummings? What's his role going to be? And then he goes for whatever he had all in the second half. What is his role with his team? What's he figuring out?
Yeah, well, he's got to be a good player. That's his role, is to be a good player. Brandon can score the basketball. He can create. You know, he's got to defend at a high level. He's got to be a connector. You know, obviously he can score, but he can pass the basketball. He's got to understand that if he's scoring, there's going to be a lot of eyes, a lot of attention on him. And if he passes it and guys are making shots, that's going to take the load off of him. That will ease things up for him. You know, I thought he did a much better job in the second half, and it started, you know, with a pass. You know, a lob to Cam. It started with him diving for a loose ball. That's what kind of ignited him and opened the basket up for him. But again, we expect him to be a really good player. That's his role on the team.
What have you learned? What have you liked about Witherspoon these last two scrimmages as far as the role he's going to play in the rotation?
Yeah, I've liked everything about him from the time he got here. You know, he's a talented player. There's a toughness. There's a belief. There's a work ethic that's there. he's advanced for a freshman defensively. That was kind of his identity in high school, and he was coached very, very well there. He's not a guy that was one of these highly ranked guys. So there's a toughness and a competitiveness that's there. He's getting better offensively. He shot the basketball well from three today. He's been pretty efficient in practice, especially getting to spots. He's learning how to use his size. He's a big guy. And at times, you know, he's gotten in the two exhibition games, a couple of offensive fouls called on him. And I think some of it is just because of his size. But he's getting better. He wants to be really good. He's got an unbelievable attitude. He's a great teammate. And we're excited about working with him. Yeah, well, again, it's something that coming into the season or in the summer we thought would be a big strength of ours, and now it's not as strong as it was. We helped Papa out today. Just he had some swelling in his knee. He should be fine by the time we open up. We don't have a lot of experience there besides Cam, and, you know, that's a concern, but we got to figure it out. You know, those guys have to be able to give us quality minutes, and Cam is going to have to be able to give us minutes without fouling.
You talked about Cam. He was 80% from the floor. Just talk about his growth from last year so far.
Well, the thing I was really pleased with also is that he was 5 for 6 from the free throw line, and he made some. He made a big 1-and-1 there in the first half when we had a 3-point lead. I think we had it at 9. They had cut it to 3, and he got fouled. And we were able to extend the lead. Last year, I'm not sure he makes those. So he's a much more confident player there. Cam has always been an efficient offensive player since he's been in this league as a freshman, sophomore, and a junior. I think he's been in the top 5, top 10 in field goal percentage. We've got to get him to rebound more, especially defensive rebounding. He's got to do a better job there. But, again, another kid that has a great attitude, wants to be really good. Comes to work every day. He's a gym rat. And so it's great to see some of those things translating. The past two games, he's been really good from the foul line.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Multiple newcomers on the scene that are from outside of the U.S. How do you get them used to the American culture, and especially a city like Pittsburgh?
Yeah, well, some of it, you know, some of them were here. They went to high school in the States. I know Papa and Omdi, those guys did. But for the rest of those guys, you know, Kieran went to high school in the States for his senior year. And I don't know how much different Canada is from us. So that's a little bit different. You know, Roman and Henry are the ones that, you know, got here, and Roman got here really, really late, sometime that first week of September. You know, I think one of the things that helps any student athlete whenever they go to college is that they have a built-in friend group and teammates. I know when I was a freshman, that helped me because I was lost. In the university, but I had my teammates. And I think any student athlete, I think that's who they gravitate towards because there's similarities. And so these guys are fortunate to have really, really good teammates that can help them through a transition.
What are you going into the second half telling your team with such a close margin, going so close into real season play? What are you telling them? A little tougher opponents coming up soon.
Well, what I told them at halftime is that we have been really good in practice, and we were really good against Providence. And we were not in the first half of that game. And I thought we disrespected us because we didn't show up with the same intensity the same attention to detail that we had last week when we played Providence. And we can't be a team that just thinks we can show up. There's a certain way that we have to show up. We aren't one of these teams that just is going to out-talent you. We're not. That's not who we are. We have talent, but we don't have the type of talent that some of these teams do. But if we're tough and we're together and we play with an edge like we did last week, like we did in spurts today, then we can be a really good team. And what I told him at halftime is that you didn't come here to be a spurt guy or a spurt team. You know, you came here to be really good, and it requires, you know, a level of discipline. It requires showing up the right way and the right attitude. And most importantly, it requires a level of respect for us and what we're trying to do on this journey. And so this was good for us. This was a great learning experience for us. Obviously, we know starting on the third, the competition gets better and better. We're going to play against a well-coached Youngstown State team. I don't really know much about them right now, but I know they have a good coach, a good coaching staff. I'm sure they have good players, and I know they're going to be really, really excited to open up just like we are.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.